Denali. Now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
And welcome back to Miller here as we get set for our first of two, a girls matchup here between the 1-4 Woolsey Lexington Warbirds and the 3-1 Miller Rustlers. Josh McGilvery and the Warbirds on the road tonight. They'll bring off the bench Taylor Eichstead, Riley Peterson, Timber Hader, Peyton Peterson, and Anna Carmona. Also off the bench, Maria Nelson and Kenley Hooks. Starting five for the Warbirds, number three, a 5'8 senior, Peyton Chemnitz. Number 10, a 5'6 freshman, Shay Utecht. Number 12, a 5'11 junior, Macy Washichek. Number 13, a 5'7 sophomore, Kendall Utecht. And number 14, a 5'6 senior, Lainey Utecht. Again, Peyton, Shay, Macy, Kendall, and Lainey. They'll start three Utechts, Chemnitz and Washichek. McGilvery and the Warbirds come in one win and four losses on this young season. McGilvery assisted by Lindy Utecht, Colton Kendallhut, and Michael Eichstead. Over to Eric Norden and the Miller Rustler girls coming in at 3-1 tonight. Norden will have off the bench J.C. Pugh, Caitlin Anderberg, Faith Baumberger, Madeline Sainga, Emma Pugh, and Bella Wertle. Starting five for Norden and the Rustlers will be number 10, a 5'6 sophomore, Grayson Wertle. Number 12, a 5'6 sophomore, Jolie Palmer. Number 20, a 5'9 sophomore, Paige Wertle. Number 30, a 5'10 junior, Aaliyah Schlechter. And number 34, a 5'4 junior, Morgan Kolda. Again, they'll start Wertle, Wertle, Palmer, Schlechter, and Kolda. Eric Norden and the Miller Rustler girls are 3-1 on this season. Kim Blackwell is his assistant coach. Miller wearing the home whites with the green numbers. Woolsey Westington, the traveling black unis with yellow numbers. Finish up the starting lineups here on the floor, and we will be set for tip-off. Remember, both games of a doubleheader tonight right here on 1210 KOKK, live on the web at hereonradio.com. Go to the app store, get the apps, and listen to the games, listen to the airwaves from anywhere in the world, anywhere you can get internet access. hereonradio.com, or you can go to the app store, search KOKK. Getting set here for tip-off. Girls in the center circle. We may see Washichek for the Woolsey-Westington Warbirds, opposed by Paige Wertle for the Miller Rustlers. The announcer, a few last-minute announcements. Tim Neihart ready to toss up the opening tip. And we'll be ready for basketball. Got thumbs up from the scorer's table, thumbs up from all the officials. Washichek and Pop and Wertle in the center circle. The tip is up, and Miller will have the opening tip. Tipped in the backcourt to Grayson Wertle, and we are underway. All saw Miller before the break there. Pick up a victory over Stanley County, one of their three wins early this season. Here's Schlechter making a move to the basket. Kicks it back outside on the wing. They find Schlechter back up top. Kolda just right at the top of the key. Working on Chemnitz. Pass inside, Schlechter from in close, can't hit, offensive rebound, Palmer can't hit the putback, another offensive board. I think it was Grayson Wertle, and they'll get another look. Here's Kolda on the dribble near the timeline, fresh shot clock as well. 7:20 to play opening quarter, Miller working on their first possession, right wing Grayson Wertle. Back around to Palmer, they swing it all the way around the horn to Kolda, left corner, she'll pop the three, no good, long rebound, chased out, or rather, escorted out by Shay Utecht. Utecht blocking out any possible rebounders, and Woolsey Westington will have their first look. Trying to score first here tonight is Miller unsuccessful. No score. 7 minutes to play opening quarter here in Miller. Here's Peyton Chemnitz across midcourt for Woolsey Westington. Stops the dribble, leaves it to Lainey Utecht on the wing. Laney looking inside, keeps it up top for Shea. Shea on the dribble, leaves it for Wasichek. Pass inside, Chemnitz fouled on the way to the basket. And a couple of free throws coming early for Woolsey Wessington. The official says Paige Wertle, her first of the game. 6:48 left first quarter. Chemnitz's first free throw is no good. And Woolsey Wessington will try to break through on a second free throw attempt from the senior Peyton Chemnitz. Second free throw is up. It rattles, and it will not go. Schlechter there for the rebound, and Miller a chance to strike first. No score. 6:45 left opening quarter. Thought the Rustlers threw it away there, but coming in to pick it up was Palmer. Left corner. Oh, losing it on the baseline is Grayson Wertle, and Woolsey Wessington will come up with a turnover. Wasichek to scoop ahead for Chemnitz. Chemnitz across the timeline for UTEC. UTEC the handoff to Shea. And out of the right wing now, Chemnitz on an island. Her cutter didn't get back out from the paint. Here's a pass to UTEC in the corner. Laney almost had it taken away by Kolda. Finds the handle. Cross court. Chemnitz, 12-foot jumper. No good. Long rebound chased into the backcourt, and Kolda will get it. Looks at a three left wing, won't fire. Inside for Palmer. Palmer back out. Here's another three, and that one good for Aaliyah Schlechter. So Schlechter will start off the scoring with a three. And the Rustlers lead early here, 3-0. Right wing here is UTEC. And Shea UTEC kind of forced into a shot, and it went in. She kind of got stuck there. It was either going to take the extra step or just throw one up, and knocks down the shot. 3-2 Rustlers. Kolda on the wing, right side, as Miller looking to add on to their lead. Kolda going to drive all the way to the basket, and they will not count the basket, but they do get a foul. And it looks like they will be inbounding. This is not a shooting foul. Fouls on Laney UTEC. That'll be her first, her team's first. 5:13 to play opening quarter. 3-2 Miller leads on an Aaliyah Schlechter three. Inbounds for Jolie Palmer. Palmer inside. Schlechter throws one up, and it rattles in. Aaliyah Schlechter all five of the Miller points, and the whistle blows here as the official going to the scorer's table to see, well, check out something. He got the answer he was looking for. Woolsey Wessington will bring it in with 5:06 to play in the first. They'll bring it into some full court pressure from the Rustlers. Laney UTEC in the backcourt, working on Palmer. Across midcourt they go. Shea UTEC, top of the key, dish off to Chemnitz. Chemnitz the drive, had the shot blocked, knocked away, Palmer the steal. There's Grayson Wertle across the timeline. Had it knocked away by UTEC and out of bounds. 4:44 to play opening quarter. 5-2 Miller. Rustlers ready to inbound. They'll bring it in to Paige Wertle. Wertle for Kolda. Kolda on the left wing back to Palmer. That's Jolie Palmer. Now here's Wertle from the corner. That's Paige. Lost it out of bounds off Woolsey Wessington. Oh, maybe not. Looks like it'll be Warbird ball. The one official said Miller ball, I thought, but inbounds to Chemnitz. Woolsey Wessington back to work, trailing 5-2, 4:30 to play opening quarter. Chemnitz across the timeline, lost it, retreats, picks it up, and is fouled by Palmer. No Wertle. I think that's going to be Paige Wertle's second foul, and Coach Norton probably going to have to do something about that. 4:25, well, maybe it's her first. They got it down as her first. I guess Schlechter collected the other one. So two fouls here in the opening quarter, 4:20 to play in the first, 5-2 Miller. Woolsey Wessington with the ball. UTEC, Laney on the wing. Lobs it over to Shea. Shea down on the right corner. Dribbles out of the corner, and an offensive foul here on a illegal screen for Kendall UTEC. So for Kendall, that'll be her second, and McGilvery going to get her out of there. Thank you. Nashville Washacek on. And here's a couple of players on the deck near the timeline. Wirtle, one of them. Kemnitz, the other. And the ball comes out to Miller. 5-2 Rustlers, 3:57 to play. Quarter number one from Miller. Both games of a doubleheader tonight here on Dakota Sports. Top of the key, Jolie Palmer. Thought about a three, won't fire. Now Colda from the corner, and she traveled. Tried the shot fake and drive around the defender, but the official said she didn't put the ball down fast enough. And Wolsey Wessington looking to inbound, and again, some full court pressure here for Miller. Utecht in the backcourt. Across the timeline, down on the right corner, Maria Nelson in, the 5'10 freshman. First off tonight for the Warbirds. Here's Kemnitz, drive, slipped, Colda takes it away. Colda to the other end, layup, good. So Colda will make it 7-2 Rustlers. Left wing, here's a three for Wolsey Wessington. That one no good for Utecht. Rebound Schlechter. Schlechter, shy of the timeline, will leave it back to Colda. Colda across midcourt. Miller in control early, leading 7-2. 3 minutes to play first quarter. Palmer lost it across the paint, picked up by Wirtle. Here's Grayson in the right corner. Top of the key back to Palmer. Morgan called Colda in the right corner. She'll fire the deep three. That one no good, but a long rebound. Well, I thought Utecht had it. Oh, and it went out of bound off Utecht, so Miller's going to hold on to it. 2:41 left first quarter, 7-2 Rustlers. Paige Wirtle ready to bring it in the corner for Schlechter. Paige on the wing. Back to Grayson, looks at three, offensive foul, and another illegal screen, this one on Schlechter. So for Aaliyah, that will be her second, and we'll see what Coach Norden elects to do with that situation. 2:35 left opening quarter, and he will immediately go to the bench. It'll be Caitlin Anderberg, 5'8 sophomore. So Anderberg in, Schlechter out with 2:36 left here in the first. 7-2, the Rustlers lead. Wolsey Wessington across the timeline. Laney Utecht. Laney on the right wing. Palmer out to defend. Up top for Shea. Shea on the left wing to Peyton Kemnitz. Kemnitz. High post for Washacek. Hand off back to Kemnitz. Ball knocked away. And Utecht able to find the handle. Here's Nelson left side. She'll drive down on Anderberg. Back outside. Utecht for three. No good. Cole to the board. Colda back across midcourt with 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. And Miller, an early five-point lead, 7-2. Five of the points from Schlechter. Colda hit a two as well. And here's Anderberg on the drive, and she's fouled. So we'll go back to the free throw line here, I think. One official wanting it out of bounds and the other official saying that there will be free throws, and it appears that there will be free throws. Fouls on Shea Utecht, her first. Got him down for three here in the quarter. First free throw for Anderberg is up and in. So the first bench scoring for either squad is Caitlin Anderberg's free throw. She will have another here with a minute 53 to play in the first quarter. Her team leading 8-2, and that's where it will stay as the second free throw is no good. Inbounds here, Laney Utecht across midcourt, 8-2, Rustlers by a half dozen. Here's Kemnitz on the wing left side. Inside for Nelson, back to Kemnitz. Little give and go, can't finish. Rebound tipped out by Colda. Utecht had a hand on it, but taking it away, there's Paige Wirtle. Long pass down to Colda. Colda inside to Anderberg, and Utecht almost took it away, and now they'll get a jump ball, and the Warbirds will have it. Down to a minute 26 to play in the first. Rustlers lead 8-2. Utecht ready to bring it in. Shea to Kendall. Kendall trapped in the backcourt. Breaks past Palmer. And now crosses the timeline. Utecht top of the key. Gonna drive in. Leaves it out for Nelson. Nelson back up top. Kemnitz. Kemnitz the drive. Down in the corner for Washacek. Washacek's pass inside, tipped, and Anderberg to steal. Vandenberg leading it the other way. Leaves it for Kolda. Kolda, a little hesitation, the drive and the finish. Morgan Kolda with 4 points. It's 10-2 Miller. Here's Chemnitz, and they threw it out of bounds. Chemnitz trying to lob it ahead to Laney Utek, but the pass too far out in front of her, and a turnover back to Miller. And the Rustlers now with a chance here to make it double digits with 50 seconds to play in the first. They lead 10-2. Kolda, right corner, Anderberg. Round the horn, Kolda a deep three. Front iron and no good. Rebounded by Wasichek. Wasichek holds it, leaves it for Laney Utek. Laney across the timeline. Nearly lost it. Palmer just about took it away with the quick hands. Shea Utek top of the key. Right side, a drive, lost it, and a travel. So Miller, another chance to make it double digits. Shot clock is off. 23 and a half seconds to play first quarter. 10-2 Rustlers. The inbounds to Kolda. Morgan takes a look up at the clock. 20 seconds to play in the first. Her team leading 10-2. Palmer. Left wing to Paige Wirtle. Paige back up top for Grayson. Right wing Kolda. Kolda looks at three. Drives. Backs away. 4 seconds. Kolda trying to make a drive, not going to get a shot off. Wirtle does. Would it have counted? It would not. It did not go anyway. And after a quarter, it's 10-2 Miller. We'll be back to Miller in 60 seconds. A 1 minute timeout on 1210 KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Miller. Fresh 8 on the board. Miller will start the second quarter with the ball and an 8-point lead. 10-2 after 8 minutes of basketball. Coach McGilvery looking for a little more output early on. Looking for him to pick it up here in quarter number two. Norton and the Miller Rustler girls kind of doing the same thing they've been doing all year. Get a little bit of a lead, extend that lead a little bit here and there. Play solid D, knock down some shots. Anderberg from deep, no good. Rebounded by Wasichek. Woolsey Westington down 8, had a single field goal go down in the opening quarter. They were 0-2 from the free throw line, and it's kind of needing a little early spark. Here's Nelson. Nelson the drive, knocked away, stolen by Miller. Here's Grayson Wirtle to the other end. Wirtle, oh, she mistimed her steps and had to throw up a runner. No good, but they had the offensive rebound for a moment. Knocked away and taken by Laney Utek. Laney across midcourt for Chemnitz. Coach McGilvery telling me pregame that Chemnitz averaged just over 2 points last year, averaging about 19 a game this year. And on the right wing, here's Laney Utek as Woolsey Westington with the shot clock at 10, clearing out some space for Utek. Her pass inside, stolen away. Jolie Palmer, another steal. 6.5 to play in the first half, 10-2 Miller. Rustlers bringing in J.C. Pugh off the quarter break, getting Kolda a quick rest. I think Baumberger's out there as well. She is. Here's a baseline drive, Grayson Wirtle. Wirtle going to leave it in the corner. Now they'll get it out to Pugh on the wing. Back in the left corner for Paige Wirtle. Back up top. Here's a three on the way for Baumberger, and that one is good. Faith Baumberger with a big three off the bench. So 4 of the 13 points have come via the reserves, and the Rustlers' lead is double digits at 13-2. Lady Utech, top of the key, crosses over, leaves it for a cutting Chemnitz. Chemnitz the runner, halfway down the can and rims out. Miller the rebound, and just everything, or nothing, I should say, working early on for Wolsey Westington. Just a lid on the bucket at the other end. Miller up 13-2. Rustlers with the ball. No look pass off the foot of Utech, stolen away by Nelson. Nelson in the backcourt leaves it for Utech. Laney across midcourt. Leave it off right corner for Peyton Chemnitz. Chemnitz a couple of dribbles to Nelson in the corner. Chemnitz breaks. Nelson finds Laney Utech at the top of the key. Back to Peyton left side. Chemnitz the drive and a foul. And that'll be the first of the quarter on either squad. 5:10 to play in the first half. 13-2. The Rustlers lead. Here's a foul on Miller, and Morgan Colda will get back in. The foul was on J.C. Pugh, her first. Grayson Wirtle checks out as Morgan Colda is back on. Wolsey Westington inbounding on the offensive end, down 11. Here's a Chemnitz three. No good, but the rebound went off of Palmer and out of bounds. And just bad luck. It grazed the rim, went straight down off Palmer's foot and out of bounds. Wolsey Westington again a chance to cut it back to single digits. They trail 13-2 with 5:02 to play here in the first half, and a ball knocked away and stolen by Paige Wirtle. Paige way down to Colda for the layup, and Morgan Colda with 6 points. Rustlers lead 15-2. McGilvery wants to talk it over. We'll do the same. Take a break of 60 seconds. We're back in a minute on 1210 KOKK.
The certified public accounting firm of Herman Biersbach and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and non-audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Herman Biersbach and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Herman Biersbach and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkerton, agent at Volkerton & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller. 4:54 remaining in the first half, and it's all coming up Rustler here on a Tuesday night in Miller. Miller leads 15-2. Wolsey Westington bringing Kenley Hooks off the bench. Also the Utechs and Chemnitz. The Utechs, of course, Shea, Kendall, Laney. 4:45 left in the half here, and Wolsey Westington needing to get something going. They trail not only by 13, have not hit a field goal here in quarter two. They had a single field goal in quarter one, and Chemnitz gets them off the schneid with the 10-foot jumper. 15-4, Miller's lead is 11. Here's Palmer across midcourt. Wirtle, the handoff to Pugh. You're going to leave it for Palmer. Jolie on the dribble, finds Colda. Colda, nice baseline drive past the defender. Oh, and an offensive foul, so I don't think that one's going to count. It will not. Morgan Colda will pick up her first foul, and I don't think Colda agrees with the official's assessment of her performance, but you won't hear much argument out of her. Maria Nelson back on. Grayson Wirtle back on. So Wolsey Westington with the ball, down 15-4, 4:15 to play first half. Laney Utech across midcourt, handoff Chemnitz. Chemnitz cutting, runner is up and in. So back-to-back baskets by Peyton Chemnitz. And it's a 9-point game, 15-6. Miller, midway point of the second quarter, 4 minutes to play in the first half. Remember, the Tiger boys at Yankton tonight. That's our game of the night on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. Pass along scores courtesy of the Mirror Family Hair Care. Here's Anderberg in from in close. Can't hit. Rebound Utecht. UTEC trying to get it down to Kenley Hooks, but the pass a little bit too tall and over her head and out of bounds. Pugh will check out for Miller. That'll bring Jolie Palmer back in. Well, Coach Norton off to a nice start on the year. Three wins and a loss here in the early season. Nice pass inside to a cutting Morgan Kolda, and this time Kolda with the finish. So that'll put her at 8 points on the night and make it an 11-point game once again. 17-6 Miller. 3:10 left until halftime. Remember, both games of a girl-boy doubleheader tonight. Nice move by Shea Utek, but foul down the way up. Will she have the free throws? Looks like they think they will. Foul is on Paige Wirtle, and that will be her second. That'll be three on Miller here in quarter two. First free throw from Shea Utek is off the mark. Warbirds 0 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. Here comes J.C. Pugh back in. She'll replace Paige Wirtle. Going to sit with her second foul. Leah Schlechter has two as well. On the other side, Kendall Utek with two, and it will stay an egg for the free throws here tonight for the Warbirds as Utek misses both, and it'll stay 17-6 in favor of Miller. Rustlers on the offensive end. Here's Anderberg to Kolda. Kolda near the timeline with 2:45 to play in the half, 15 on the shot clock. Baseline for Grayson Wirtle. Hits a cutting Anderberg off the window, too strong. Rebound tipped out, taken by Utek. Laney wanted to speed it up, but going to leave it up top for Chemnitz. Peyton looks at three, steps through. The lefty comes up short. Almost had her own rebound, knocked away, and now Hooks is tied up. And I think we'll get a jump ball, and it will stay with Wolsey Wessington. 2:25 to play first half, 17-6. Rustlers lead by 11. And they say no, the shot or the possession arrow was incorrect. And it'll be Rustler ball. And now the officials are going to get together and talk it over because maybe it didn't get switched. And yep, that's what we're going to do. We're going to switch it again. So it'll be Wolsey Wessington ball. 2:25 left, quarter two, 17-6. Miller by 11. Warbirds will inbound on the offensive end. Laney will bring it in up top for Shea. Shea fakes on the three, drives past a couple of defenders, and lays it up and in. So Shea Utek with her second basket. Four on the night for Shea, 17-8, a 9-point Miller lead. Here's Kolda, the drive, splits a couple of defenders, came up short on the scoop, almost had her own rebound, tips it out, and Grayson Wirtle will haul it in. Pugh down on the right corner for Bomberger. Bomberger looking inside, back to Kolda, deep three, and she got it. Can't let Morgan Kolda have many looks from deep. She heats up. You will be in trouble. Kolda's got 11. Miller leads by a dozen, 20-8. 1:40 to play first half. Inside Hooks, works one up off the glass. Not strong enough. Got her own rebound. Let's try it again. It won't go. And now a rebound knocked out by Miller. So Wolsey Wessington will keep it anyway. Minute 32 to play. Second quarter. Rustlers lead by a dozen as Hooks. Utek to inbound. They'll bring it into Maria Nelson. Nelson from 5 feet, no good. Chemnitz had a hand on the rebound. Kolda took it away. Kolda pushing it up court. Running with numbers. Kolda trying to leave it off, and Utek just about stole it away. It's out of bounds, though. Off Laney Utek. Well, Laney hustling there back on transition D. Almost got herself the basketball back, but Miller will inbound here with a minute 22 to play in the half, leading by a dozen. 20-8. Inbound to Pugh. Pugh back up top for Grayson Wirtle. Kolda, another deep three. No good. Long rebound down in the corner, picked up by Bomberger, and Miller will get another look. Kolda near the timeline, out to defend is Maria Nelson. Right wing, Pugh open for three, and she got it. J.C. Pugh from downtown. Seven off the bench for Miller tonight. Rustlers lead swells to 15 at 23-8. 50 seconds to play first half. Chemnitz trying to leave it for Hooks. Knocked away and stolen. Grayson Wirtle the other way. Wirtle top of the key. Left wing Bomberger. Cross court Colder. Uh-oh, she's open. No, she'll drive. Baseline jumper is short. Hooks on the rebound. 30 seconds to play first half. Miller's lead still 15, 23-8. Chemnitz inside for Hooks. Hooks turns around, back outside. UTEC for three. No good. Rebound Grayson Wirtle. 20 seconds to play in the half. Still a 15-point Miller lead. Here's Grayson just left of the top of the key. Pugh to Colda. Colda right wing. 10 seconds to play in the half. Looks like Colda might be setting herself up for a drive or a deep three. It's a drive and a kick back out. Here's a three by Palmer. No good. And that'll do it for the first half of a girls basketball matchup here in Miller, and the hometown Rustler girls leading Woolsey Wessington here in Miller at the half, 23-8. We'll break down some individual numbers, get a look at the scoreboard, and get you ready for a second half of basketball. Halftime in our first of two. Miller 23, Woolsey Wessington 8. Back in 2 minutes with the halftime show. 2 minutes on KOKK.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-Store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Integra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Wessington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is halftime, and welcome back to Miller Halftime in our first of two. Remember, both games of a girl-boy doubleheader tonight. Woolsey Wessington at Miller coming up here on 1210 KOKK. Well, the scoreboard here in Miller reads 23-8, the hometown Rustler girls leading here at the break. Of course, all the scoreboard updates here brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown here on Lori and Kylie at the Mirror, offering styles for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions, hair removal. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR to get an appointment with Lori. Again, call 605-883-HAIR. You can also call or text Kylie for an appointment, 605-553-1628. Again, 605-553-1628 for Kylie at the Mirror. They do accept walk-ins, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. That's the Mirror Family Hair Care. And the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our scoreboard updates. So Miller leading at the half here against Woolsey Wessington, 23-8. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Sanborn Central Woonsocket leading Bridgewater Emory at the break, 26-14. Iroquois Lake Preston, a basket better than Hitchcock Tulare in girls basketball, 21-19. That's about 7 minutes to play in the third there. And with about a minute to play in the half, Highmore Herald is hammering Stanley County. Highmore Herald 42, Stanley County 13. Over to boys' scores from the area. Of course, the boys' matchups, doubleheaders will be, the boys' games will be later. We do have a Huron Tiger update for you. Oh, no, we don't. Huron Tiger boys at Yankton tonight. That's our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. So that is a full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown Huron, and the scoreboard here in Miller, 23-8 Miller leads for Woolsey Westington, able to scratch out a single basket in the opening quarter and didn't score for the first half of the second. Looked to be a serious rout early. Miller would, or Woolsey Westington would end up scoring a half dozen in the latter part of the second quarter to get it back within, well, at times to get it back within single digits. But Miller, a burst right at the end, a Colda three, a J.C. Pugh three, a Faith Bomberger three, and the Rustlers rolling early at the break. They lead by 15, 23-8. Halftime of the girls' game. Remember, we got a Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report coming up after this one, and then we'll have our boys match up, both games of a girl-boy doubleheader tonight here on KOKK. We'll break down some individual numbers here for you. After another two-minute timeout, it's halftime of the girls' game in Miller, and the Miller Rustlers leading Woolsey Westington 23-8. Back with more halftime in 2 minutes. A two-minute timeout on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Dakota Sports.
Back to Miller here, getting sent for a second half of girls basketball. For the Woolsey Westington Warbirds on the road tonight, come in at 1-4. They scored 2 points in the first, 6 points in the second, 8 in the first half, 4 apiece for Peyton Chemnitz and Shea Utecht, as Woolsey Westington had a slow start to the night and just did not progress, did not get any better for McGilvery and the girls through the first two quarters. For the Miller Rustlers, they scored 10 in the first, 13 in the second, 23 in the half. They are 1 of 2 from the free throw line. They've also hit 4 3-pointers on the night. Faith Bomberger with a 3 for her halftime output. J.C. Pugh with a 3. She's got 3 at the break. Caitlin Anderberg has a point, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Aaliyah Schlechter hit a 3. She's got 5 at the half. And Morgan Colda hit another 3. She's got 11 at the break to lead all scorers. In fact, Colda outscoring Woolsey Westington single-handedly. Colda 11, 5 for Schlechter, 3 apiece for J.C. Pugh and Faith Bomberger, and a point for Caitlin Anderberg. Rustlers 10 in the first, 13 in the second, 23 in the half. They go 1 of 2 from the line, and they lead by 15 points. Remember to stay tuned. We will have a second game here tonight. We'll have a Gary Zalato Glass postgame show at the conclusion of this one. And then we'll be ready for some boys basketball. We got both games of a doubleheader. Halftime of the girls matchup, Miller 23, Woolsey Wessington 8. We're back in a minute with the second half, 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkertson, agent at Volkertson & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Miller. Getting set here for the second half of play between Miller and Woolsey Wessington. So for Woolsey Wessington, 1-4 on the season. And check this out. They played Wessington Springs, who's 5-1. They played Falkton, who's 5-1. They played Sully Buttes, who's 3-2, and DeSmet, who's 4-4. Those are their four losses. They defeated Waverly South Shore at the Big Bow to get their first win last Thursday, but the Warbirds a tough schedule to start off the year, and here's a ball knocked away and nearly a turnover, and now it is to start off the second half for Miller. Woolsey Wessington set to inbound here with 7:51 to play in the third quarter. Second half just underway here, and Woolsey Wessington will have it. Here is Chemnitz. Chemnitz across the timeline for the Warbirds. Again, the Warbirds just got to get something going here as they struggled to, well, not only score, but to move the ball in the first half. Really kind of nothing going their way early. Here's an early foul on Miller. Rustler's first of the second half will be on Jolie Palmer. Shea Utek the inbounds to Kendall on the left wing. Kendall leaves it up top for Chemnitz. Chemnitz back out to Shea. Shea a free throw line drive. Jumper no good. Rebound Grayson Wirtle. Grayson back across midcourt. Miller looking to add on to this 15-point lead. Right corner Palmer whips it cross court to Schlechter. Here's Kolda. Kolda back to Schlechter. Knocked away. Aaliyah will chase it down. And a whistle, I think, is going to go on Kendall Utek. And that's going to be her third. So we'll see what McGilvery elects to do with that situation. It is the first of the half, and she'll stay in for now. As Kolda inbounds to Jolie Palmer, and we're back underway. A minute gone in the third quarter. Same score, 23-8. Miller leads. There's Wirtle. Grayson to Page. Back to Grayson. Left wing now for Palmer. Palmer shoots it into Schlechter. Nice pass to Wirtle. They pass it into Schlechter. Two defenders converge, and a little backdoor cut by Paige Wirtle for the easy basket. So 17 the lead for Miller. Here's a ball knocked away. A steal by Palmer. Nope, by Wirtle. Paige Wirtle all the way to the basket with the finish. So back-to-back baskets by Paige Wirtle. And it's a 19-point Miller lead, 27-8. Here's Utek to cross midcourt. Laney working off the Chemnitz screen. Little give and go. Chemnitz, the drive. Steps through. Puts it up lefty, and it's up and in. Chemnitz a half dozen to lead Woolsey Wessington. Miller's lead is 27-10. Kolda on the wing. Back up top for Wirtle. Right corner for Schlechter. Schlechter back on the right wing for Grayson Wirtle. Wirtle on the dribble. Leaves it up for Kolda. Kolda a lob inside behind the defense to Schlechter. Ball knocked away, picked up by Miller, and a long two is up and in for Jolie Palmer. So the Rustlers another basket, 29-10. They lead by 19. Chemnitz shy of the timeline, knocked away by Kolda, off Chemnitz and out of bounds. So Miller will get it back off the turnover and a chance to push the lead north of 20. 5:41 left in the third, 29-10. Miller leads by 19. Kolda looking at three. Got it. Morgan Kolda from long range. That'll put her at 14 points, and it'll put the Rustler lead at 22, 32-10. Jolie Palmer whistled for being too aggressive in the backcourt as Palmer will pick up her second. 5:24 to play in the third, and Miller's lead again has swelled to 22 points. Laney Utecht into Chemnitz. Chemnitz crosses over, drives to the free throw line, back outside to Shea Utecht. Shea working off the screen from Wasichek. Wasichek inside to Laney. Laney looked to pass it back outside. The defense popped up, so she went for the basket, couldn't hit. Rebound grabbed by Palmer. Ball taken away by Chemnitz. Knocked away and taken right back by Kolda. Morgan leading the break, and the layup is good. 5 in the quarter for Kolda, 16 in the game. And it's all Rustlers tonight, 34-10. 4:45 left here in the third as, again, Wolsey Westington got a basket early and has stalled out since. Chemnitz, wing left side, drives, and a foul. Grayson Wirtle, her first, second of the quarter. .435 left in the third. 34-10. Rustlers by 24 as Chemnitz sets to inbound. Oh, it's Utecht. She'll bring it into Chemnitz. Right back to Laney. Laney steps back for three. And that one rattles in. Laney's three hit front iron. Went around the horn once. Bounced off the backboard and finally fell in. And here's a turnover as Grayson Wirtle did not adjust fast enough and called for the travel. Well, they still haven't put up that basket. There they did, 34-13. Utecht's got seven. Oh, no, they said it was Shea that hit the three. Here's another Kolda steal racing to the other end, and she is fouled. Foul will be on Kendall Utecht, and that's going to be her fourth. 4:05 to play in the third quarter. McGilvery going to have to get her out of there. It's the second on Wolsey Westington here in the quarter. Kolda to the free throw line. First free throw is good. Puts Miller at 2 out of 3 from the line. They shot a couple of free throws in the opening quarter. That has been it. Utecht will come out as Maria Nelson is back on. Kolda another free throw here. She's at 17 points already, make it 18. And that will extend her team's lead to 36-13. Kolda 18 big points on the night. Ball knocked away by Palmer, but picked up by Utecht. Utecht has Kolda come over and knock her over, and I think Kolda going to get whistled for a foul. That's Miller's fourth of the quarter, and nearly here bonus time with still 4 minutes to play in the third. Morgan Kolda's second. Inbounds in the corner for Shea Utecht. Shea up top, Nelson. Nelson drives to the free throw line, back to Shea. She'll pop for three, no good. Hooks tips the rebound, but it's taken by Schlechter. Schlechter a long pass for Kolda. Kolda crosses over, lays it up and in. Kolda with 9 in the quarter, 20 in the game, and Miller's lead is back to 25 at 38-13. Nelson trapped in the corner, looking to dump it off. Got Kenley in the post, going to have to get it in there, and does. Hooks down low, back up top to Shea Utecht. Shea to Kendall on the wing. Back to Hooks, nearly knocked away by Palmer in a travel. We'll turn it back over to Miller. Here comes Caitlin Anderberg back in for Miller. She'll replace Paige Wirtle at the 3:12 mark of the third quarter. Miller's lead is 38-13. Lead has been fairly comfortable throughout for the Rustlers. Here's a left wing three, and that one is good for Palmer. Palmer with 5 points, all coming here in the third quarter, as the Rustlers do not seem to be letting up here. Chemnitz on the wing out to Shea Utech. Back up top, Maria Nelson. Nelson back to Shea. Shea the drive, throws up a runner, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And I'm going to call a foul here. I think that's on Kenley Hooks. That'll be her first. That'll be three on Woolsey Wessington here in quarter number three. And with 2:37 to play in the third, Miller 41, Woolsey Wessington 13. And Rustlers here with a chance. Here's Pugh from the free throw line, and that jumper rattles in. Rustlers cannot miss. Pugh has five, and the lead is 30. Crossing over is Utech. Utech stripped by Schlechter, and here we go again with Kolda. Kolda to the other end. Can't quite finish. Had Utech all over her, but Kolda got her own rebound. Kolda going baseline, kicks it out. Three on the wing. Palmer's three is airmail. And Schlechter not able to save it in. Now the whistle kind of came before the ball got out of bounds. I guess they're not going to call a foul. That's just out of bounds. Comes Schlechter out. Baumberger will check in. Kolda's going to come out as well. Woolsey Wessington going to bring Timber Hader in. Be Timber and Kenley, Laney Utecht, Chemnitz, and Maria Nelson. Minute 55 left in the third, Miller by 30. Here's Chemnitz, top of the key, nearly lost it. Leaves it off to Hader. Here's a three, no good. A couple of players on the deck for the rebound. A couple of Warbirds fighting over it. They did get the ball out to Nelson, but a whistle before that. I think it'll be a foul on Miller, but the officials say correct. Grayson Wirtle's second, and that will push Woolsey Wessington to free throws. Minute 39 left in the third. Miller leads 43-13. And now to the free throw line with Laney Utecht. Utecht looking for her first points on the night. And this one's good. Palmer going to check out as Baumberger's back on for Miller. Cuts the lead back to 29, and Utecht will have one more attempt here. Second is in the air. That one is no good. Reberg, Anderberg, and Miller with the healthy lead with a minute 30 to play here in the third. And here's a pass as Chemnitz is whistled for the foul. Her first, her team's fourth, and now Miller nearly in the bonus here in the third quarter. Grayson Wirtle will inbound for the Rustlers. Minute 17 remaining here, third quarter. And again, that clock running because the lead real recently here was 30 points. So that clock will wind here for the final minute five of this quarter and the fourth. And here's a travel called on Baumberger. Got across the lane looking to dump it off. Somebody stepped in the passing lane, but Baumberger couldn't stop the momentum. And the turnover back to the Warbirds. Anderberg will get a rest as Pugh is back on. So it'll be Pugh, Schlechter, Baumberger. Here is Grayson Wirtle, and nearly knocked a pass away from Chemnitz there. It is out of bounds off Miller. So both Wirtles, Paige and Grayson, and Pugh, Schlechter, and Baumberger. Woolsey Wessington with the ball inbounds for Chemnitz in the corner. Chemnitz a free throw line jumper, and that one's good. Chemnitz with 8 on the night, and Miller's lead is 45-14. Final seconds here of the third. Here's a Pew 3, no good. Long rebound to Chemnitz. Chemnitz going to have to heave one up quickly. Didn't get it up in time, and that's it for three quarters. After three in Miller, Rustlers 45, Warbirds 14. No, make it 16. Either way, we're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast food, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Beaver beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. You're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Coleman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Dakota Sports.
All right, so one of the baskets that was put up there was in error. So Miller scores 20 points in the third quarter. They went 2-of-2 from the line. Puts them at 43 points in the ball game. They are 3-of-4 from the stripe. Morgan Colda leads them right now with 20 points. Fresh 8 on the board. Clock a wind, 43-16. Miller on top. Well, the Rustlers, at least a little bit, could put it on cruise here for the fourth quarter. You got the running clock, got the big lead at home. Miller looking to pick up their fourth win of the year. They're 3-1. And here is a lane violation on Miller. So the Warbirds will get it back with 7.5 to play in the ball game. Remember, Gary Zalato Glass post-game report coming up after this one, and that'll be our first of two as we have both the girls and boys game here. We got another game coming up as Chemnitz called for the travel, and she tried to lob one inside. And turnover here back to Miller. Oh, a quick Gary Zalato Glass post-game report. We'll get a look at the scoreboard brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll have to turn it around pretty quickly to another pregame show. As remember, a boys matchup coming up about 15 minutes or so after the conclusion of this one. Here's Palmer, lost it on the way to the basket, and it's out of bounds off Miller. Well, looks like Colda with 20, going to be high point on the night, regardless of how this unfolds. There's nobody else even close. Rustler's got 3 or 4 other players with 5. UTECT has 7. Here's a steal and a conversion at the other end for Jolie Palmer. Palmer has 7, all here in the second half. 45-16, the Rustler's lead. And now here's a travel call as UTECH gets knocked down and didn't really have too much of a choice there as Laney now will... Nope, Shea UTECH came in for Maria Nelson. I thought Laney was coming off there, but not the case as Palmer brings it into Colda and we're back underway with a healthy Miller lead. Well, the JV matchup earlier tonight, Miller's JV girls won 43-21. Woolsey-Wessington won the boys' JV game 39-34. And Miller thoroughly dominating this girls' matchup. Here's Palmer dropping in another runner. She's got 9 all in the half. There's one at the other end on the way for Chemnitz and wouldn't account it. Travel will turn it back over to the Rustlers. 5:20 left in the ballgame, 47-16. Miller up by 31. Take a look at the final numbers in the Gary Zalato Glass post-game report. It looks like Coach Norden ready to turn over that lineup card at the next stoppage. As I think he's got four ready to come in. And we say, well, why wouldn't he replace all five? Well, he doesn't have anybody else. He's got nine total kids. Kate Lichty sick tonight. Final seconds of the shot clock. Schlechter drives and will put it in with the left hand. Schlechter with seven on the night, and the Rustlers rolling. 4:20 to play, 49-16 Miller. Utecht in the corner. Stops the dribble just inside the three-point line. Cross court for Chemnitz. Chemnitz drives baseline, and she is fouled. So we'll have that turnover on the lineup here. After one free throw. And the free throw is no good. Warbirds on the night, one of seven from the free throw line. Emma Pugh will check in. Faith Baumberger is on. J.C. Pugh is on. Caitlin Anderberg is on as Chemnitz knocks down the second free throw. And Chemnitz with nine on the night. Here's Anderberg inside. She'll knock one in off the glass. Looks like Jolie Palmer stayed on out of that starting five. Don't see Sienga here tonight. And I also don't see Bella Wertle. I don't know if somebody ran out of minutes, maybe. Either way, the Rustlers going to pick up a win here tonight as Chemnitz airmails on the baseline jumper. Rebound grabbed by Emma Pugh. Emma back across the timeline with 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. Here's a steal by Chemnitz and a layup at the other end. Chemnitz with 11. 2:51 left here. Gary Zalato Glass postgame show is coming up. As the Rustlers going to go to 4-1 with the victory here tonight. And for Wolsey Westington, this early season slide will continue as they did pick up their first win there last Thursday, of course, against Waverly South Shore, who a winless team in the Warbirds' five losses against teams, I think, with a combined record of something like 21-5 or something like that. So definitely some stiff competition early on for Wolsey Westington as the Warbirds kind of trying to come into their own after losing the big three, we'll say, from last year. Chemnitz good on the first free throw. Chemnitz is 1 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. That was her first make. She's got 11. And the second is no good. Long rebound out to Emma Pugh. Across the timeline for JC and down to the 2 minute mark. Baumberger, right wing, three ball, no good. Rebound pops straight up, almost taken by Miller. And now Anderberg does grab it and scoops it up and in. Anderberg with 5 off the bench. Miller leads 53-19. Laney out to Shea. Shea for a deep three, no good. Rebound grab by Baumberger. Baumberger back across midcourt. She sees an opening all the way to the rack. Lost it on the way up, picked up by Chemnitz. Well, that's Utecht. Here's Laney on the wing right side. Crosses over. Had to go off her own foot, and Utecht able to chase it down. Utecht pass into Wasichek. Shot from in close is no good. Rebound grabbed by Emma Pugh. Minute 15 to play. Pugh got tied up there and will get called for the travel. Wolsey Westington bringing Taylor Eichstead and Timber Hader in. Looks like the captains will come out. Kendall, or Laney Utecht and Peyton Chemnitz. Gary Zalato Glass postgame show coming up here in just a few minutes as the Rustler is going to win big in this one. Here's a missed Warbird shot, rebounded by Palmer. And Jolie will take it across the timeline. There is some differential here, so they're not able to hold this one out. Baumberger, nice pass inside to Pugh. She's fouled and will go to the line for free throws. Macy Wasinchuk whistled for her first. Seconds left. 53-19. Miller on top. J.C. Pugh a chance to add on some more. She's got five on the night. Free throws off the window and in. Russell's on the from the free throw line tonight are 4 out of 5. Haven't shot a lot, but they've made most of them. Second free throw is no good. Chemnitz there. No, it's actually Timber Hader on the rebound. Across the timeline, Shea Utecht. Shea on the wing. Nearly had it knocked away. Picked up by Kendall Utecht. Pass out to Shea. Shea the drive. Splits a double team and a whistle. So we'll close this one out with a couple of free throws, and Miller going to pick up their fourth win. 54-19 at the current time. 4 seconds to play here. They'll stop it so time doesn't run out while we're at the free throw line. First free throw for Shea Utecht is good. She's got 8 points on the night. And one more here for Utecht is up and in. 54-21, the Rustlers lead. Miller will dribble out the final seconds, and that will be her final score. Miller 54, Woolsey Wessington 21. We will take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back with Gary Zell Autoglass postgame report number one as the Miller Rustler girls win big 54-21 over Woolsey Wessington. A 3-minute timeout and a Gary Zell Autoglass postgame show coming up on 1210 KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
Ho, 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 ho. 23's all gotta go.
Get the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number one as the Miller Rustler girls pick up the victory in our opening of two tonight. The final in a route, Miller 54, Woolsey Wessington 21. And that's where we'll start our Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report is with the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. So Miller defeats Woolsey Wessington in girls basketball 54-21. Other finals in girls hoops, Iroquois Lake Preston beat Hitchcock Tulare 48-36. A final for Highmore Herald as they defeated Stanley County tonight 63-23. And with about 5 minutes to play in the first half, DeSmet leading Clark Willow Lake 20-11 in girls basketball action. Moving over to the boys' side, of course, a lot of boys' scores are the second half of doubleheaders, so no scores yet, but Highmore Herald's taking on Stanley County, Bridgewater Emory Ethan taking on Sanborn Central Woonsocket, Iroquois Lake Preston's boys taking on Hitchcock Tulare, and of course, we here will have Miller and Woolsey Wessington. Now, we did have a boys' score on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95, as the Tiger boys are at the half. They are leading Yankton here on 30. Yankton 23, that is a boys basketball only matchup over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. So that is a full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering styles for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions, hair removal. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR. Again, for an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. Again, 605-553-1628 for Kylie at the Mirror, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. They do accept walk-ins at the Mirror Family Hair Care. So that is a check your scoreboard update. We'll continue with more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. We'll get you the individual numbers from this girls basketball matchup as the boys warm up for our second of two. We got Woolsey Wessington at Miller boys basketball coming up. First, more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. We'll do it in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkerson, agent at Volkerson & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast food, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Beeble beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show.
Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller. Miller's girls defeating Woolsey Westington tonight in our first varsity matchup. 54-21 the final. Woolsey Westington got off to a slow start and never recovered. They got outscored 10-2 in the opening quarter. 13-6 in the second quarter, 20-8 in the third, 11-5 down the stretch. And they fall by 30-plus here tonight. Three starters scored for Woolsey Westington. Lainey Utech a single point on a free throw. She was 1-2 from the line. Shea Utech put up 9, including a 3 and 2 of 4 from the stripe. And Peyton Chemnitz leads them with 11. Chemnitz scored in every quarter but the first. She was 1 of 6 from the line. 11 points for Peyton Chemnitz to lead Woolsey Westington here in the loss. They scored 2 in the first, 6 in the second, 8 in the third, 5 in the fourth. 21 in the game. They go 4 out of 12 from the free throw line. And their early season mark falls to 1 win and 5 losses. For Eric Norton and the Miller Rustler girls, they improved their mark to 4-1. They got 14 off the bench tonight, a 3 from Faith Baumberger, a 3, a 2, and a free throw from J.C. Pugh, and a 5 for Caitlin Anderberg. And let's see, Anderberg went 1-2 from the line, Pugh went 1-2, and again, J.C. leading the bench charge with a half dozen. 4 of the 5 starters scored for Miller. Paige Wertle scored 4. 9 from Jolie Palmer all came in the second half. Aaliyah Schlechter with 7. She knocked down a 3. And Morgan Colda had another Morgan Colda game. 20 points, pair of 3s, 2 of 2 from the line as Colda leads the Rustlers to the big victory tonight here over Woolsey Westington. For Miller, they scored 10 in the first, 13 in the second, 20 in the third, 11 in the fourth, 54 in the game. They go 4 of 6 from the line. And the Rustlers will go to 4-1. At the early point of this season with a 54-21 dismantling of the Woolsey Westington Warbirds. Well, that'll do it for Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number one. We will have another at the conclusion of the boys matchup, which is coming up next. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back and turn this Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report into yet another pregame show. We'll talk officials, starting lineups, and be ready for tip-off in the boys' game. Girls' game in the books, 54-21 Miller. Woolsey Westington boys try to get one back when we come back in 2 minutes on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Westington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller. Getting set for a boys' matchup here. And again, we'd like to thank our sponsors, our Miller sponsors, Coleman Beersbach and Anderson CPA, American Family Insurance, Miller and Huron, and Miller Pumping Pack. Woolsey Westington sponsors, Onward Woolsey Business Association, and American Family Insurance, Miller and Huron. Thanks again to the Mirror for bringing the scoreboard updates. Gary Zell, our postgame sponsor, and South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, our reading of the officials. And of course, our law on the floor does not change in a doubleheader. Bob DeBoer, Brent Cones, and Tim Neihardt. Again, Bob DeBoer, Brent Cones, and Tim Neihardt. Your law on the floor for our second of two between Miller and Woolsey Wessington. So, again, thanks to South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Well, Miller comes in tonight, one win, three losses, averaging about 55.5 a game on the year. Lost to Potter County early on in the season, and as Shoemaker leads them early on. Of course, we saw him in that season opener where he put up 45 points. He hit, I don't know, eight threes. I think he was 8 of 10 from the line. He was absolutely unconscious the last time we saw him. But unfortunately for Miller, they didn't pick up a win in that game, and they've only got just the one win this year. They come in at 1-3. For Woolsey Wessington, they come in 4 wins and a loss on this young season here. They're losing to Sully Buttes, just 62-61. The only loss on the year as Woolsey Wessington looks to keep on rolling early on in this one. Gary Zell out of Glass brings us our post-game report. So remember to stay tuned after this one. We'll have all the particulars, all the numbers, and all of the whatnots that you need to know in that post-game report. Taking a look here at Tate French warming up. Of course, French broke his collarbone during football, was not able to come back during football. I was wondering where he was going to be at on the chart, and according to Coach Hooks, he's 100%. He is ready to go and probably, maybe even could have eked out another game of football had they advanced one more week. So take a look at French here. First, not his first game back, obviously, as they're 4-1 on the year, but first time I've had an opportunity to see him here on the basketball court since the old football injury. Starting lineups here quickly. We'll start with the visiting squad. Aiden Hooks and his Woolsey Wessington Warbirds. They come in at 4-1. Off the bench, you'll have Peyton Rainford, Moshe Richmond, Harley Roberts, Isaiah Sabalier, Keaton Zomer, and Sawyer Nelson. Starting five for Hooks and the Warbirds, number two, 5'11 senior Grant Tim. Number five, 6 foot sophomore Caleb Richmond. Number 10, 6'1 junior Colin Hughes. Number 30, 6'3 junior Tate French, or 6'3 senior Tate French. And number 45, 6'1 senior Cade Van Buskirk. Again, Tim, Richmond, Hughes, French, and Van Buskirk. They were the traveling black unis with the gold numbers. For Steve Shoemaker and his Miller Rustlers, they come in at 1-4. Off the bench, they'll have Gentry Harrell, William Riesel, Joseph Baker, Isaac McKinstry, and Cole Calviny. Starting five for Shoemaker and the Rustlers, number two, a 6 foot senior, Davin Nelson. Number four, a 6 foot senior, Trayton Nansen. Number 10, a 6 foot senior, Alex Shoemaker. Number 24, a 6'3 sophomore, Isaac Hunter. And number 34, a 6 foot sophomore, Derek Brueggemann. Again, Nelson, Anson, Shoemaker, Hunter, and Brueggemann. Miller will wear the whole white unis with the green numbers. So Woolsey Wessington at 4-1. Miller at 1-3, getting ready for a boys matchup here on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK. We're going to send it back to the studios for 60 seconds. Yeah, let's take a 1 minute timeout. And we'll come back and be ready for tip-off. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Fresh 8 is on the board. The Miller starters are announced here. Nelson, Anson, Shoemaker, Hunter, and Brueggemann. Wolsey Westington starters already on the floor. Tim, Richmond, Hughes, French, and Van Buskirk. Wolsey Westington 4-1 at the one-quarter waypoint of the season. Miller 1-3. Tonight will be there. 25% of the season fulfilled, generally a 20-game season, maybe 21 or 22. I guess I don't remember the exact number. I thought it was 20. Fresh 8 on the board. Hunter will tip it up against Kate Van Buskirk, and we are ready for some hoops. So Hunter in the center circle, tip is up. He will tip it into the backcourt. Tim almost took it away. Shoemaker able to control it, and Miller with a chance to strike first. Shoemaker off on the right wing and a pass to Brueggemann. Brueggemann cross court back to Shoemaker. Alex shakes off a defender, launches from three, and uh-oh, it's good. We'll see if Shoemaker can get going early again. Knocks down the first three. He takes. Miller leads 3-0. French the answer. Halfway down the cannon, pops out. Richmond, though, no, Van Buskirk, tips the rebound out, and they're going to get another look. Here's Grant Tim up top for Richmond. Caleb, pass off for Hughes. Run the weave back to Richmond. Richmond in the lane, fades away from 10. No good. Rebound swatted out by Van Buskirk, this time to Hunter. Hunter over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, the game's only score, 3-0 Miller. Brueggemann on the wing, right side, back up top for Davin Nelson. Around the horn, Anson, Shoemaker, another three. That one rims out, rebound Richmond. Richmond in the right corner for Hughes. Hughes lost it on the way up, ripped by Brueggemann. Brueggemann over to Hunter. Hunter across midcourt. Back to Brueggemann. Brueggemann set up on the right wing. Now Shoemaker. Left corner to Nelson. Here's Anson up top. Brueggemann for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Grabbed by Colin Hughes. Tate French looks at another three on the wing. Won't fire as Hunter out on the defense. 6:15 to play opening quarter. 3-0 Miller. Richmond, the bouncer to Tim, inside for French. French the spin, tried to leave it off for Van Buskirk, but it's out of bounds. Off the Warbirds. 6:05 to play in the opening quarter. 3-0 Miller, a single Shoemaker three on the board here through the first 2 minutes. And if you told me that these teams would combine for a grand total of 3 points in the first 2 minutes of this boys' game, I would not have believed you. A lot of options out there. Here's Shoemaker, his third three, and the second make. 6-0 Miller. Oh, I guess they called that a two, so that will make it five. And the Rustlers a 5-0 lead. Here's French top of the key. The drive, the runner came up short. Hunter tips the rebound to himself. Shy of the timeline, he'll give it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker down in the right corner for Anson. Trayton back to Alex on the wing right side. Up top for Davin Nelson. Nelson looks left, goes right. Shoemaker shoots it inside to Hunter. Back out to Brueggemann for three. No good. Rebound grab by Caleb Richmond. Caleb across the timeline. Leaves it up to Grant Tim. Tim to French. French top of the key. Hand off back to Richmond, and he'll pop the deep three. No good. Rebound Shoemaker. Shoemaker turns it up court. Tim to defend. Shoemaker trying to get past and got past him and Richmond, but had the ball go out of bounds off his leg. And Wolsey Westington will inbound. Miller leading 5-0. Warbirds looking to put one on the board with 4:44 to play in the opening quarter. Shoemaker nearly stole the pass from Richmond. Richmond recovers. on the wing left side, working on the Van Buskirk screen. Out to French, another deep three, no good. Long rebound, Shoemaker. Rustlers, a 5-0 lead. Shoemaker, long pass for Hunter. Hunter in the lane, rises up, shot's good. Isaac Hunter, his first basket, and it's 7-0 Miller. Grant Tim nearly lost it, finds the handle, flips it to Richmond. Top of the key for French, back on the wing left side to Tim. Now Hughes, handoff to Richmond. Cross court back to French. Tate French. Here's Hughes, deep three, and that one is good. Colin Hughes from long range. And that will get one on the board for Woolsey Westington. As the Rustlers lead 7-3, Shoemaker leaves it off to Davin Nelson. Davin back to Shoemaker, sets the screen, and Alex still on the dribble near the timeline. Left corner, Trayton Anson. Anson the drive, leaves it for Nelson. Nelson the touch pass to Hunter. Hunter rises up from 10. That shot's no good. Rebound French. French ahead to Richmond. 7-3 Rustlers. 3:25 to play. Opening quarter for Miller. Tim to Colin Hughes. Hughes just broke through for Woolsey Westington, knocking down the three. Richmond just right at the top, guarded by Shoemaker. Over to Hughes, cross court to Tim. 15 on the shot clock. French to Richmond. Sets the screen. Richmond the drive. Off the window, too strong. Offensive rebound, Van Buskirk. Put back won't go, but a foul is called. And the game's first foul will come 5 minutes in. First foul on the Rustlers will be on Derek Brueggemann. And Cade Van Buskirk will get a couple of free ones. First free throw is no good. Cade with another. With 2:59 to play in the first. Rustlers 7, Warbirds 3. Van Buskirk second is on the way. That's too strong. Rebound. Hughes tipped it up, but Davin Nelson going to be able to haul it in. Move it over to Hunter. Hunter to Shoemaker. Shoemaker crosses over top of the key. Goes away from the Brueggemann screen. Now back out to Derek. Anson in the right corner to Nelson. Now Shoemaker again. Right wing working on Tim. Step back. Long two. Halfway down the cannon. Rattles out. Rebound French ahead to Richmond. Back to French, another three, and that one's good. So Tate French from long range, a couple of threes for the Warbirds, and it's a one-point game, 7-6 Miller. 2:15 left opening quarter, Shoemaker across midcourt. Leave it down Anson, now to Nelson. Nelson to Brueggemann, right wing, back up top. Shoemaker squares up, three ball, no good. Davin Nelson had a hand on the rebound. It's out of bounds. Is it off Nelson? It is. Miller going to bring in Gentry Harrell. Van Buskirk will come off in favor of Peyton Rainford. 2:01 left opening quarter. 7-6 Miller, a one-point Rustler lead. And now Woolsey Westington a chance at their first advantage as Richmond on the dribble just left of the top of the key. Now finds Rainford. Rainford back to Richmond. Right wing Hughes on the dribble. The handoff for Grant Tim. Back to Hughes on the right wing. Pass to a cutting Richmond. Richmond leaves it off for French. Nice hesitation move by French, and he will knock it in off the window. So Tate French with 5 to lead Woolsey Westington. And the Warbirds with their first lead, 8-7. Minute 20 to play opening quarter. No look there. Shoemaker, and the pass too quick for Hunter, and a ball is kicked by the Warbirds. Wow. Oh, must have been kicked by Miller because the Warbirds will get it. Minute 20 to play first quarter, 8-7. Woolsey Westington now 1-point lead. Warbirds regain the lead on the Hughes three. And now here's Richmond to drive. Can't finish. Rebound knocked out. And I think it's off French, and it will be. Hughes a three, French a three, for Woolsey Westington. In fact, Tate's 5 points have come here about in the last minute, minute and a half. Warbirds back on top. Miller with the basketball looking to regain the advantage. 8-7 Birds. Here's Shoemaker. Drives free throw line. Back out to Hunter. Hunter left corner. 15 on the shot clock. Now Brueggemann on the wing left side. Guarded by Rainford. Pass up top. Now back outside. Shoemaker. Deep three. No good. Rebound Richmond. Caleb runs it ahead. Tried to get it to Hughes. Hughes fell down. Scooped it to Rainford and held possession. Richmond from the corner looks at three, drives, can't finish, rebound Hunter, and a whistle on Woolsey Westington. Oh, maybe not. This might be a shooting foul. It is. Drayton Anson's first is just the second of the game. Richmond at the free throw line. First free throw is no good. The Warbirds are 0 for 3 from the line. Miller has yet to shoot a free throw. 22 seconds to play opening quarter. 8-7 Woolsey Westington leads. Caleb Richmond at the line. A chance to tack on another and does. 9-7 Woolsey Westington. Miller final shot of the quarter should they so choose. 15 seconds left in the first. No shot clock here is... Hunter draws the double in the right corner for Trayton Anson. Anson drives baseline past the defender, and he stepped out of bounds. Nice move there by Anson. Got around the baseline defender. Little hesitation. Got the shot to go, but it will not count. They say he stepped on the baseline. Tim, the inbounds to Rainford. Now French to Richmond. Final seconds of the quarter. Richmond the drive. Leaves it down in the corner for a huge three. They didn't get it off in time. And that's it for a quarter. After a frame, a ball, and Miller. Boys Hoops, Woolsey Westington 9, Miller 7. We're back in a minute. 1 minute on KOKK.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Roll and Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Coleman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Concours for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
Check the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller, set for the second quarter. The Huron Tigers, a 9-point lead with about 2 minutes to play in Yankton. Huron 49, Yankton 40. Again, about 2 minutes to play in our game of the night over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, and we'll get a full scoreboard update here at the half of this one. Here's Hunter for a three for Miller to take the lead. No good. Rebound to Evan Nelson. Can't quite save it in. And it'll be out of bounds off Miller. And Woolsey Westington will set the inbound here with 7.5 to play second quarter as we are just underway in quarter number two. Well, Miller jumped out to an early lead. 5-0, 7-0. Warbirds, though, went on a 9-0 run. Make it 9-7. Here's French working inside against Hunter in a travel called on Tate French. French thought he had Hunter on the foul, but instead of travel. Miller inbounds Hunter to Shoemaker. Shoemaker across midcourt, crosses over, hands it off to Brueggemann. Oh, Brueggemann got away with a travel. Pass out to Shoemaker. 7 minutes left here in the first half. Now Hunter working inside. Knocked away by Hughes. Hunter finds the handle. Keep it outside. Gentry Harrell to Shoemaker on the right wing. Shoemaker fades away from 15. No good. Hughes are Richmond on the rebound. Richmond back across midcourt. Caleb, the drive, leaves it in the corner for Hughes. Back to Rainford around the horn. Tim to French in the left corner. French for three, and it's good. Second three of the night for Tate French. He's got eight. Woolsey Blessington's biggest lead of the night, 5 points at 12-7. Looks like Woolsey Blessington will bring Harley Roberts in next break. And Shoemaker handling the ball here for Miller. Now Hunter up top for Brueggemann. Sets the screen. Left wing Harrell for three. Airmel rebound Richmond. Richmond ahead to Hughes. Back to Richmond. Caleb finds Grant Tim. Left wing for Rainford. Rainford just left of the top of the key. Richmond squares up. Three ball good. Uh-oh. The Warbirds are heating up. Couple of threes in the corner, now an 8-point Woolsey Wessington lead, and Coach Shoemaker wants to talk it over. 5:52 to play first half, Woolsey Wessington 15, Miller 7. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. 5:52 to play in the first half. The Woolsey Wessington Warbirds have turned this one around after trailing 7-0. They now lead 15-7. Shoemaker. Crossover down in the right corner for Harrell. Back up top, Davin Nelson. Davin tried to drive, left it off to Hunter. Hunter guarded by Rainford. Hunter backs away, splits a double team, and the runner is up and in. Isaac Hunter with some fancy footwork. Woolsey Wessington's lead is 6, 15-9. Left wing Richmond. Around the horn, Grant Tim on the right side. He'll call out Harley Roberts, who will take the handoff. Now French just inside the top of the key. Right wing back to Roberts. Roberts looks at three, won't fire. French looks at three, won't fire. Drives, and the finish won't go, but he got his own rebound. Foul on the way up, and Tate French will have a couple of free throws coming. Foul on Miller's on Davin Nelson. That is just the third foul called in this entire game, and Woolsey Wessington has not had one called on him yet. Tate French ready at the free throw line. He's got 8 to lead all scorers in this one. French's first free throw is no good, and that will leave the Warbirds at 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. Miller yet to shoot a free throw as Gentry Harrell comes out. Trayton Hansen is back on for the Rustlers. Tate French, second free throw, airborne and good. French with 9 points. Warbirds 2 out of 6 from the free throw line, and they lead by 7, 16-9. 4:53 to play in the first half. Shoemaker nearly lost it. Finds Davin Nelson, and a whistle, I think, is on Peyton Rainford. So that'll be the first of the night on Woolsey Wessington. And Miller will inbound. It'll be Shoemaker to bring it in underneath the Miller basket. Inbounds to Hunter. Hunter up top. Brueggemann looks at three. Won't fire. Back outside to Hunter in the right corner. Isaac was not expecting that one. Lucky to haul that one in. Here's a drive by Trayton Hansen. Can't finish. Got his own rebound. Hey, let's try it again. It won't go the second time either, but this time there's a foul. And we'll get ready to go to the free throw line with Trayton Hansen. So Woolsey Wessington, after not being called for a foul in the first quarter and a half, have 2 in the last 10 seconds, and it's St. French's first. First free throw for Trayton Hansen is no good. That was the Rustlers' first free throw attempt, so the team's now combined 2-7 from the line here tonight. As the second is up and in for Hansen. So Trayton with his first point. Also gets Miller back on the scoring side of things. 16-10, Warbirds lead by a half dozen. French nearly had it knocked away. Hunter almost stole it, and then French turns, puts it up and in, and one. So Isaac Gunner whistled for his first. The French basket does count. So 11 already for French. And a chance at one more, and the free throw is no good. Long rebound out to the top of the key to Davin Nelson. Over to Hunter. Hunter to Shoemaker. 18-10. Woolsey Westington by 8. Brueggemann from the right corner finds Nelson to Hunter at the free throw line. One dribble, back out to Nelson, hits a cutting Shoemaker. Shoemaker rises up from 7 feet, no good. Rebound Hunter. Hunter back out, Shoemaker this time for 3, and he got it. Alex Shoemaker, a pair of 3s and a 2. He's got 8 to lead Miller. 18-13, Rustlers down 5. Woolsey Westington to the offensive end, looking to build on this lead. Harley Roberts for 3, and he got it. Third 3 of the quarter for the Warbirds, 5th of the game. That's Roberts' first score and anybody on the bench's first score for either club. 21-13, a 8-point Woolsey Westington lead. Davin Nelson on the wing right side, handoff for Brueggemann. Brueggemann baseline drive, shut down, finds Hunter left side of the free throw line extended. The jumper is no good. And then he went up and hit the shot clock, which I thought was out of bounds, and that is the call. Colin Hughes back on for Woolsey Westington. He'll replace Roberts. 3:12 to play second quarter. 21-13. Warbirds lead is 8. And now Woolsey Westington with the basketball and a chance to make it double digits. Woolsey Westington at 4-1 on this young season. Miller at 1-3. Here's Richmond on the left wing for Woolsey Westington. Richmond feeding French on his way to the basket. Nice adjustment there by Tate French. He's got 8 in the quarter, 13 in the game. And the Warbirds up 10. After a slow start, they come back to post a 10-point lead at the 2:45 mark. 23-13, 2:45 to play in quarter number 2. Shoemaker, Anson to Nelson. Shoots it right back into Anson. Anson back to Hunter. Hunter going to back it away to the right corner. And now drives again. Leaves it out for Shoemaker at the top of the key. Final seconds of the shot clock. Shoemaker buries the long triple. His third of the night. He's got 11. 23-16. Back to a 7-point Woolsey Westington lead. 2:15 left in the half. Remember, coming up at the halftime, we'll take a look at the scoreboard. Here's French from 10 feet. Airmail. Shoemaker the board. Shoemaker back across midcourt. Finds Hunter in the corner. Hunter drives baseline. Teardrop came up short. Rebound grabbed by Trayton Anson, and then a whistle, I think, will be a jump ball, but see what the officials say. That is the case, and it'll be Miller basketball with 2:01 to play in the first half. 23-16, Warbirds by 7. Inbounds, Nelson, Shoemaker. Shoemaker was going to shoot the 3, but Colin Hughes was going to come out there and block it, and so Shoemaker decided to put it on the floor, but he had already done that in a turnover back to the Warbirds. Hooks wants to talk it over. We'll do it too. 1:57 to play in the second. 23-16, Woolsey Westington. We'll take 30-second timeout. Back in 30 on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Red Spine Saucer with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller, 23-16. Woolsey Westington in the lead of the boys' matchup. Miller won the girls' matchup easily. The 53-21, or 54-21 was the final in that one. Trying to get you a Tiger boys' final as they, well, with under a minute to play now here on 55, Yankton 50. So our game of the night over on Tiger 95 at 1340 KIJB, not quite over. Here in Miller, 23-16, Woolsey Westington by 7. Warbirds with the ball coming off a timeout, 1:50 to play in the first half. They get it back into French. He missed the first one but got the rebound and the putback. And French on fire, 10 in the quarter, 15 in the half. Minute 35 to play in the second, and it's Warbirds back up 9, 25-16 on Miller. Here's inside to Hunter. Hunter working on Hughes, flicks it back out, and Davin Nelson for 3. No good. Rebound, Grant Tim. Tim ahead to Rainford across the timeline for Richmond. Rainford back to Tim on the wing right side. Cross court back to Richmond. Left corner for French. Minute 10 to play in the half. Hughes the handoff back to Richmond. Tim on the wing left side, guarded by Nelson. Handoff back to Richmond again. Looks at 3. Drives. Throws up a runner. No good. Rebound tipped over to Hunter, and Isaac will haul it in for Miller. Anson across the timeline to Nelson, right back inside to Trayton. Trayton shut down by French. He'll find Hunter at the top of the key. Backdoor cut by Shoemaker. Ball knocked away, stolen by Richmond. Richmond trying to feed Hughes, stolen right back by Hunter. Hunter ahead to Shoemaker, and he will bury yet another three-pointer. Shoemaker 9 in the quarter on 3 threes. 14 in the game on 4 of 7 from downtown. 25-19, Warbirds lead is 6. 20 seconds to play here in the half as shot clock is off, and Woolsey Westington can hold for the final shot of the first half, and it looks like that's what they'll do with 10 seconds to play in the half. Colin Hughes to French. French turns, drives, and is fouled. We'll go to the free throw line with Tate French. Foul's called on Davin Nelson, his second. 3.8 seconds left here in the first half as Tate French on the night, having himself a very nice evening. 15 on the night for French, make it 16 as he's good on the first free throw. French ready for another. That one will not go. Brueggemann the rebound, and the Rustler is going to get a deep shot by Shoemaker, and it's no good. At the half, Woolsey Westington's lead is 7. Woolsey Westington 26, Miller 19. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Halftime show coming up. A 3-minute break on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast food, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Beeville beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Integra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Wessington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It's halftime of our boys' matchup. Woolsey Wessington, after a little bit of a slow start, rebounding to take a 7-point lead into the break. At the half of the boys' game here, Woolsey Wessington 26. Miller 19. We'll take a look here at our scoreboard to start the halftime show. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. The Mirror is located 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie offering styles for the entire family. Haircuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. You can stop in or call Lori to get an appointment at the Mirror, 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. Again, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care is located at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. And the Mirror brings us our scoreboard updates. And let's see here. We're going to save that Tiger score because I think probably more than likely has gone final by now. We'll take a look at some finals here in girls basketball. Of course, from earlier tonight, we saw Miller defeat Woolsey Wessington here in girls hoops 54-21. Other girl finals, Sanborn Central Woonsocket beat Bridgewater Emory tonight 53-23. Iroquois Lake Preston got past Hitchcock Tulare 48-36. Highmore Herald beat up Stanley County 63-23. And DeSmet leading Clark Willow Lake with about 5 minutes to play in girls basketball. DeSmet 55, Clark Willow Lake 34. Moving over to some boys' scores. And, of course, these in action here. It's like Hitchcock Tulare, Iroquois Lake Preston, a one-point game with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Patriots 17, Iroquois Lake Preston 16. Sanborn Central Woonsocket leading Bridgewater Emory 32-25 at the half. Stanley County out in front of Highmore Herald 39-23. About a minute left to play in the second quarter of that one. And we'll jump over here, try to get a Huron Tiger update. No, and it looks like they haven't updated that one. So Huron 55, Yankton 50. Last score we had with about a minute to play in that one. That's also our game of the night over on 1340 KIJV. And Tiger 95. So here at the half of the boys' game, Woolsey Wessington, after a slow start, rebounds for a 7-point halftime lead, 26-19. Back to the studios for 2 minutes. We'll come back with the first half numbers. A 2-minute timeout on 1210 KOKK.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Verge Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Verge Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Verge Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Miller here, halftime, taking a look at some individual numbers here. And let's see, let's start off with the visiting squad. Hayden Hooks and the Wolsey Wessington Warbirds fell behind early, fell behind 5-0, 7-0, but went on a 9-0 run to close out the opening quarter and extended that lead to 7 here at the break, 26-19. In the first half, Harley Roberts knocked down a 3. That's all the bench scoring. Cade Van Buskirk 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Starters scoring, Colin Hughes hit a 3, 4 for Caleb Richmond. He hit a 3 as well, went 1-2 from the line. But Tate French, the story of the half, 16 points. French hit 2 threes in that first half, went 2-5 from the line, and scored 11 of his team's 17 in quarter number 2. Warbirds 9 in the first, 17 in the second, 26 in the half. They go 3 out of 9 from the free throw line. For the Miller Wrestlers, they put up 7 in the first, 12 in the second. They got a point from Trayton Anson, 1-2 from the line. 4 for Isaac Hunter, and Alex Shoemaker again leads him with 14. Shoemaker hit 4 threes already in the first half of this one. 14 for the Miller Wrestlers, Alex Shoemaker. 7 in the first, 12 in the second, 19 in the half. They go 1-2 from the free throw line, and they trail by 7 to the Wolsey Wessington Warbirds. Warbirds looking for their 5th win on this young season. They're 4-1. Miller looking for their 2nd as they come in at 1-3. They'll freeze the rundown on the clock and just get this one going here. Well, JV scores on your scoreboard update. Wolsey Wessington won the JV boys game 39-34. Miller won the JV girls game 43-21. Miller a big win in the varsity girls game. And now the Rustler boys trying to mount a comeback to pick up a win in their game. 26-19, Wolsey Wessington up 7. They will start off the quarter with the basketball. And ball knocked out of bounds by Hunter. So the Warbirds will set to do it again. Lob it into French in the paint. French, a couple of defenders, almost had it knocked away, and it is stolen. Brueggemann comes away with it. Brueggemann across the timeline, finds Shoemaker. Shoemaker, top of the key, guarded by Richmond. Now, Alex directing a little traffic here. Gives it off to Anson on the left wing. Oh, that's Davin Nelson. Now down to Brueggemann in the corner. Brueggemann finds Hunter. Hunter working baseline. The fadeaway rattles in. Isaac Hunter with a half dozen. 5 points, the Warbird lead, 26-21. French pops for 3, no good. Rebound in the corner, Brueggemann, and he is fouled on his way up the court. Look like Colin Hughes, that would be his first of the half. 7:09 remaining here in the third. Wolsey Westington a 5-point lead, and now they'll pull out some full court pressure here. Shoemaker the inbounds. Hanging back is Moshe Richmond in for the first time tonight. Inside for Hunter. Hunter, nice pass. No look for Anson. Anson, the easy finish. That'll cut it to a 3-point game. 26-23, Warbirds. French, top of the key. Splits a double team and a whistle. Wolsey Westington will inbound here. His back-to-back fouls on number 10. Although last time it was Hughes, this time Shoemaker. So Alex is first. Inside for Moshe. Moshe working on Brueggemann, and another whistle is a travel. Inbounds for Shoemaker. 6:40 left in the third. Warbirds lead was 7. It was 10 late in the second. Now down to 3. 26-23. Warbirds trying to leave it inside. Miller trying to leave it inside, ball knocked out of bounds, but it's off Wolsey Westington. So Miller will inbound in the corner. Moshe took it away. Oh, that was Caleb, but he got the steal. Passing back and forth for Rainford, trying for the finish, and a whistle will send Richmond to the free throw line. Davin Nelson whistled for the foul. That's his third. Caleb Richmond at the free throw line today is 1 of 2. The team is 3 of 9. Caleb good on the first. 5 on the night here for Caleb Richmond. Second free throw's off the heel. Brueggemann almost had it, and French almost took it away. Derek Brueggemann's going to come away with it. Brueggemann over to Trey Nancy, who finds Nelson. Davin the drive, blocked by Richmond, right back into Nelson's hands. Outside to Brueggemann. Brueggemann up top. Hunter the finish. Blocked from behind by Richmond. That was Moshe on the block, and the ball out of bounds in front of Caleb. They're going to say it's off Miller. So Tate French will inbound. Wolsey Westington 27, Miller 23. 6 minutes left here in the third. Boys matchup decidedly closer than the girls matchup. 53-21, the final in the girls matchup. Miller came up with the big win there. Here's Colin Hughes for three. No good. Shoemaker the board. So Miller down just 4. Brueggemann stepping through, leaves it out for Hunter. Hunter for 3. No good. Long rebound. Nelson tips it to Brueggemann. And thank you, sir. I'll have another. Brueggemann outside for Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Nelson. Touch pass for Anson. Trayton Anson launches for 3. No good. Moshe the rebound. Moshe to the other end. Had it poked away by Hunter and a whistle. And that will be Isaac Hunter's second foul. Third on the Rustlers here in quarter 3. 5:25 to play in this third quarter. Grant Tim back on. Colin Hughes will check out. Foul on Hunter, by the way, was his second, team's third of the third quarter as Tim inbounds to Rainford, and we're back underway. Wolsey Westington up 4. Here's Moshe all the way to the basket and can't finish. Rebound Brueggemann. Across the timeline for Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Brueggemann. Brueggemann stops at the free throw line and he traveled. So Miller with a couple of opportunities here, but still trailing by 4, 27-23. 5:08 to play in the third. Wolsey Westington, the single free throw here in the third. A couple of field goals so far for the Rustlers, 3 minutes into the third quarter. Richmond, the finish. Scoop wouldn't go. French the rebound. His shot blocked by Hunter, but he got it right back, and he went right back up and in. 18 for Tate French. What a game for number 30 here tonight. 29-23. Wolsey Westington by 6. 4.5 to play in the third. Shoemaker. Oh boy, he almost got called for an offensive foul, clearing him out a little bit with the offhand. And get that about every time. Here is Shoemaker fouled on the shot attempt. And we'll have free throws for Alex Shoemaker. Foul's called on Moshe Richmond. is first, second on the birds here in the third. Shoemaker's first rattles, and it will not go. Miller has a team, 1-3 from the line. Gentry Harrell back on for Miller. Also 52. I don't even have him in the book. In fact, I don't have him on any book. Shoemaker, no good on the second free throw. 29-23, a six-point game. And Richmond traveled. So let's see. Miller Russell. I just want to give everybody credit here. It's Oliver Fritschke. Inbounds for Hunter. Hunter going to try to take it the length of the court here with 4:10 to play in the third. 29-23. Warbirds lead by six. Hunter drives baseline. Stuck on the baseline. Pass picked off. Rainford to steal. Rainford ahead to Richmond. Moshe going for the big finish and a foul called on Miller. Foul's called on Derek Brueggemann, his second. Fourth on Miller here at the midway point of the third, so Wolsey Wessington more than likely going to get some bonus free throws here, and on the night they are 4 out of 11 from the free throw line. First free throw here for Moshe is good. Moshe Richmond in the scorebook. And another for Moshe as the Warbirds now lead by 7. He'll have one more with 3:58 to play in the third. The second is good. So a 7-point Wolsey Wessington lead, midway point of the third quarter, back to where we started this half as Richmond is called for a foul, Moshe's second. That'll also put Miller into, no it won't, that'll be just their third team foul. That's right, Miller's the team with 4, so Warbirds nearly in the bonus. Rustler's back at it, inbounds for Brueggemann. Brueggemann to Hunter on the baseline, cross court for Shoemaker. Shoemaker the drive, nice pass inside to Fritschke for the flip up and in. Oliver Fritschke with a basket, nice assist by Shoemaker. 30-25, a 5-point Warbird lead as Moshe spins and will finish that one off. So Moshe with 4, all here in the third. Well, didn't play in the first half. Fritschke passing inside to Gentry Harrell, and his pass is knocked out of bounds. Warbirds by 7, 32-25, 3:15 to play third quarter. Alex Shoemaker will bring it in for Miller. Inbounds, Brueggemann, Harrell, Hunter back to Shoemaker in the right corner. Hunter now again, Shoemaker looking at the Hunter screen. Instead, Alex will drive off the window, too strong, rebound Grant Tim. Tim ahead to Richmond. His pass ripped, stolen away by Hunter. Pass ahead to Shoemaker. Shoemaker tried to wrap around the pass to Hunter and went off his foot, but Hunter was able to find the handle. Here's Brueggemann, top of the key. Hand off to Shoemaker for a deep three. No good. Moshe the rebound. Back across the timeline to Caleb. Caleb feeds Moshe right side of the baseline, going one-on-one with Brueggemann. Backs away. Here comes Hunter on the help, and the ball's out of bounds off Miller. 2:31 to play third quarter. Miller trailing here 32-25. Wolsey Wessington a chance to add on to their lead. Could possibly make it 10. Here's Moshe inside. Can't hit from in close, and a foul on the rebound. I think is against Miller, although I'm not sure. So the foul is on Shoemaker. And it'll be a shooting foul. So more free throws coming for Caleb Richmond. First free throw is good. Puts Richmond at a half dozen on the night. Another free throw for Caleb here. And it's good. So after a 3 of 9 first half from the free throw line, the Warbirds have came back nicely in that department as well, as they are now 5 of 6 in the second half. 34-25, a 9-point Woolsey-Wessington lead, 2:15 to play third quarter. Shoemaker tries the deep three, no good. Rebound tipped up, Moshe to Caleb, and Caleb can't finish it off. Rebound, Isaac Hunter. Warbirds have had a couple come back out tonight. Here's Fritschke for three, no good from the corner. Rebound Harrell, and the putback won't go. Rebound this time, Richmond. Caleb across the timeline, cross court to Tim. Right wing now, Rainford. Caleb looks at a deep three, drives to the free throw line, leaves it in the corner for a Rainford three, and that one is good. Peyton Rainford with his first basket. Another bench score for Woolsey-Wessington. They've got 10 off the bench tonight. And with 90 seconds left in the third, Woolsey-Wessington, their biggest lead, 12 points at 37-25. Inside Hunter spins. Short shot is good. Isaac with 8, and the Woolsey-Wessington lead is 10, 37-27 as we near the mid 1 point, 1 minute mark of the third quarter. There's French inside and a whistle. Be a foul on Miller. Be on Fritschke, his first. Tate French, 2 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 18 points. French good on the first free throw. Second is off front iron. Richmond taps it into the backboard, and Hunter picks it up. Hunter over to Shoemaker. Warbirds lead by 11, 38-27. 1 minute to play third quarter. Here's Shoemaker. Off the screen, lost it, picked up by Brueggemann. To Davin Nelson in the corner, 20 on the shot clock. Shoemaker, right wing, guarded by Richmond. Hunter high post, driving in on Hughes. Shot is on the way and no good, and a foul away from the ball is on Colin Hughes. Fourth on the Warbirds here in the third quarter, so not very many bonus free throws. I thought we were going to have some more of that. Pass inside Anson, back up top, Davin Nelson. Hunter at the free throw line, gets past one, rises up, and hits the six-foot jumper. Hunter 6 in the quarter, 10 in the game. Warbirds lead back to 9, 38-29. French left corner, back up top for Grant Tim. Tim the handoff to Hughes, touch pass to Rainford, back to Richmond left side. It's Moshe. Nearly lost it, finds the handle, drives and finishes, and the foul. All 6 of Richmond's points here in the third, as he did not play in the first half of this one. Foul is on Isaac Hunter, his third. Caleb Richmond going to come back on as Peyton Rainford checks out. And the free throw good for Moshe. So 6 for Moshe Richmond. And the scoop by Shoemaker will not go. Rebound grabbed by Richmond. They're going to get a quick shot. Nope. It's Hughes' three blocked out of bounds by Hunter. And that's how quarter three will end. Warbirds 41, Rustlers 29. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on KOKK.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Wolfertson, agent at Wolfertson & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're hanging through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast food, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-Store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller. Fresh 8 on the board. Fourth quarter set to get underway here, and we are underway as Miller will have the first possession of the fourth. Inside for Hunter. Back out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker in the corner for Brueggemann. 20 on the shot clock. 41-29, a lead of a dozen. Here's a missed three by Shoemaker, rebounded by French. Long pass down to Moshe. Moshe, beautiful dish to Hughes for the finish. Colin Hughes with 5 points on the night, and the Warbirds their biggest lead of the night, 43-29. Here's Hunter, the fadeaway on the baseline. That one is good. 8.5, 12 in the game for Isaac Hunter. 43-31, a 12-point lead for Wolsey Wessington. Moshe to Caleb to French. French just right at the top of the key. Back to Caleb. Hughes cross court to Grant Tim. Tim on the wing left side. French bounces it inside for Moshe. Moshe the double team up and in. Eight for Moshe. All here in the second half. As again, he didn't play in the first half. As Wolsey Wessington 14 to match their biggest advantage. And with 6.5 to play, this one far from over, but Miller going to have to get a little something going their way. Here's Caleb across the timeline for Grant Tim as Wolsey Wessington a chance to expand on the night's biggest lead. Hughes nearly had it knocked away by Hunter. Cross court Richmond, he'll fire the deep three, and that one is good. Caleb from downtown, he's got 10. 48-31, a 17-point Warbird lead with 6 minutes to play. Hunter inside for Anson, back out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, Anson, back to Alex. Alex, the baseline drive, swings it out. They give it back to him for a corner three, and that one is good. 17 in the game for Shoemaker. That's his fifth three on the night. Here's Moshe from the corner. Drives past Brueggemann. The finish and the foul. So 10 for Moshe. And a whistle will have him a chance at to make it 11. Fouls on Trayton Anson, his second. Fritschke back on as David Nelson checks out. Moshe to the line trying to convert the old-fashioned three-pointer. Free throw is no good. Rebound chased down by French. Everything coming up Wolsey Wessington here in the second half of this one, actually in the last three quarters. Here's French for three, and that one is good. So Tate French, 22 points tonight for the Wolsey Wessington Warbirds. Fritschke's three is airmail, but Hunter there for the rebound. Hunter trapped underneath. Back outside, here's Brueggemann. Back to Fritschke for another three, and he got it. Oliver Fritschke with 5 points. ...53-37, a 16-point Warbird lead. 4:50 to play. French with the answer, no good. 22 points for Tate French tonight. The story of the game, everybody else went cold. French just kept on a plug-in. Here's Fritschke from three, no good. Rebound Wolsey Wessington. Ball passed down to Moshe, knocked away by Hunter and out of bounds. Davin Nelson back on, Grant Tim back on. First Looks like Coach Hooks wants a timeout. 4.5 to play, 53-37, Woolsey Westington. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Coleman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. 4.5 minutes remain in this boys' basketball matchup. Gary Zalato Glass postgame show will come your way. It'll be, of course, a second edition as we had one after the girls' game, won handily by the Miller Rustlers, 54-21. JV scores on your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. Woolsey Westington's boys won the JV matchup, 39-34. And Miller won the JV girls' matchup, 43-21. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. We'll have more of that in the postgame show as Oliver Fritschke knocked down another three. Put him at 8 on the night. Moshe to the other end with the finish. Tried to rattle and climb out, but was not to be as Richmond sinks it for his 12th point. 55-40, a 15-point Warbird lead, 4 minutes to play. Shoemaker for three. That one's good. That's a 6-3 on the night for Shoemaker. He's got 20. Moshe crosses over, went for the big finish, fouled by Hunter. For Hunter, it'll be his fourth. Be the second on Miller in the fourth quarter, and with 3:42 to play, 55-43, Warbirds by a dozen. First free throw for Moshe is no good. Richmond 2 out of 4 from the line tonight, a dozen points all here in the second half. Second free throw is good. Here's another Fritschke three. That one's short. Rebound, Moshe. Moshe across the timeline. Going to drive the finish and one. So Moshe 9 in the quarter, 15 in the game. The foul is on Davin Nelson, his fourth. And Richmond, again, back to the line. Second free throw, no good. Or extra free throw, I should say. And it'll leave Moshe at... I got him at 15. I don't know what they got him for on the big board. Maybe 10? Here's a miss by Miller, rebounded by the Warbirds. As Woolsey Westington, a 15-point lead with 3 minutes to go, and... Again, it's far from over, but it just feels like all the momentum and then some is leaning towards the Woolsey Westington Warbirds. French had a 16-point first half. He's got 8 here in the second, 24 in the game. Fouls on Fritschke, his second. French, the free throw is good. Tate French, a very nice night. Leads back up to 18 with 3 minutes to play. And the fat lady isn't singing, but she's warming up. Moshe the finish again. I got him down for 11 in the quarter, 17 in the half. I think they got him down for 15 on the big board. foul away from the ball, and that'll go on Caleb Richmond. 2:29 left, a 20-point game. Shoemaker, couple of free throws. Alex Shoemaker had himself a pretty nice game as well. He's got 20 right now. He is, however, 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Of course, he's also 6 of 10 from 3, so there's that. There's another free throw no good, and that was a 3 attempt, so Shoemaker will get one more, and I don't know, maybe Alex want to step back. Can they do that? Can you just step back outside the arc and here's one more free throw for Shoemaker with 2:29 to play in the ball game. And he knocks down the third. Timeout here by Miller. 2:29 left. Warbirds up big, 63-44. We'll probably see a little roster turnover here in a moment. We'll be back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
A lot of savings
at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
Set the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Dakota Sports.
Back out with the Rustlers, rolling with Fritschke, Hunter, Shoemaker, Brueggemann, and Davin Nelson. Here come the Warbirds. They'll send out Grant Tim, Peyton Rainford, the Richmonds, and Tate French. So I was incorrect. No roster turnover with 2:29 to play. And the Warbirds leading by 19. Across the timeline there, Grant Tim. Tim over to Rainford, left side for Moshe. Moshe in the corner, guarded by Shoemaker. Inside for French. Here comes the double team and a whistle as Fritschke puts the hammer on French. And we'll have free throws, I think, this time. Oh, and I guess they called it on Shoemaker, but either way, it's the team's fifth, so French going to get a couple of free throws, and Tate is good on the first. So Tate French, 5 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, 3 in the third. He's got 7 here in the fourth, make it 8 as he's good on another free throw. Career-type night for Tate French at 27 right now. Moshe Richmond has 15, and he did not play in the first two quarters of this game. Shoemaker inside Hunter, back outside Nelson, back up top again Hunter. Free throw line jumper, got it. Isaac Hunter with a 12-point second half, no 10 in the second half, 14 in the game. 65-46, kind of all over but the final tally as French leans in and puts it in. So he's got 10 here in the quarter and 29 in the game. Brueggemann in the corner, off to Hunter. Hunter, the baseline runner, that one's good. Hunter, 12 and a half, 16 in the game, and now the scoring fast and furious in the final 2 minutes. 67-48, Woolsey Wessington leads, minute 20 to play. Three from the corner, good by Tate French, and that will put him at 32. Hunter on the wing as the lead is 22, and Hunter knocks down a three. So Hunter with a 17-point second half. No, 15-point second half. 19 in the game. And Shoemaker going to call a timeout. A minute to play. Warbirds lead big all over, but the final score, we'll find that out in 30 seconds. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds on KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Just inside of a minute left in this one. Woolsey Wessington going to win their fifth game of the year. Warbird boys up 19 as we get to the final minutes of this one here. Joseph Baker is on. Cole Calviny is on. William Riesel is on. Fritschke will stay out there. And Isaac McKinstry. So again, William Riesel, Joseph Baker, Isaac McKinstry, Cole Calviny, and Oliver Fritschke on the floor for Miller. Speaking of Fritschke, inside, ball knocked away, stolen here by Sawyer Nelson. So it's Sawyer Nelson, Isaiah Sabalier, Harley Roberts. Here's a shot inside by Sabalier, no good. Keaton Zomer is out there. And Cade Van Buskirk will stay on. Here's a three at the other end, no good for William Riesel. Offensive rebound, the putback won't go for McKinstry. This time we go the other way, and a ball breakaway by Harley Roberts, and he is hacked by McKinstry, I think. So Isaac's first, and this will mean free throws. As Harley Roberts will step to the free throw line. Roberts hit a three in the first half. And he'll get a couple of freebies here with 17 seconds to play. And his team on their way to their fifth victory. He's good on the first free throw. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report coming up. As Roberts' free throw makes it an even 20, 71-51. Second is no good, rebounded by Fritschke. And Miller will bring it down for one more shot. We'll be off to a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Well, maybe not, because they turned it over. Passed through the hands of McKinstry, and now the Warbirds will get one. Sawyer Nelson will bring it in with about 10 seconds, and they're just going to inbound and hold this one out as the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds going to pick up their fifth win of the year. Your final score here tonight, Woolsey Wessington 71, Miller 51. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number two coming up in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Diersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Beersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Beersbach, and Anderson, LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back for Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number two, as it goes similar fashion but in the other direction as Wolsey Westington defeats Miller by 20 in the boys' matchup. Your final here, 71-51. Wolsey Westington off to a little bit of a slow start in this one. They trailed by 5-0, then 7-0, then a 9-0 run to close out the opening quarter. Another quick 5-0 run to start off the second, and it was on. 7 points was the lead at the break. Third quarter, Wolsey Westington would outscore Miller 15-10. Fourth quarter, Wolsey Westington outscored Miller 30-22. To win it going away 71-51. And Gary Zolato Glass postgame report number two will start off with a scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call for an appointment at the Mirror with Lori. Call 605-883-HAIR. And you can call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. Again, Kylie at 605-553-1628 or call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. Get your appointment at the Mirror. They do accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. They bring us our scoreboard updates. Girls finals from tonight. Miller defeated Wolsey Westington in our first game, 54-21. Other girls finals, Sanborn Central Woonsocket beat Bridgewater Emory tonight, 53-23. Iroquois Lake Preston, a winner in girls' hoops over Hitchcock Tulare, 48-36. Highmore Herald beat up Stanley County in girls' basketball tonight, 63-23. And DeSmet outlast Clark Willow Lake by a final of 61-44. Moving over to the boys' scores tonight, as we just saw, Wolsey Westington beat Miller 71-51. Iroquois Lake Preston and Hitchcock Tulare tied it with 50 with about 2 minutes to play in Iroquois. Bridgewater Emory is up a basket on Sanborn Central Woonsocket in boys basketball with under a minute to play there, 51-49 Bridgewater Emory. Stanley County leading Highmore Herald, 65-58 in boys basketball. They're under a minute to play in that one. The final in the Tiger boys game, the Huron Tigers get a win, 56-50 at Yankton. That was our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV, and that is a full check of the scoreboard, and the scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on the postgame reports brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Take another 2 minute timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the individual scores on this one, and we will sign off for Miller. You're listening to Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number two. Warbird boys win big, 71-51. 2 minutes, more postgame show on KOKK.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Holman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Gary Zalato Glass post-game report number two, wrapping up another night of high school hoops here on Dakota Sports as Woolsey Wessington improves their early season mark to 5-1. Miller falls to 1-4, the final score in the boys' matchup. Woolsey Wessington 71, Miller 51. The home team off the bench, Oliver Fritschke, played for a good significant portion of the second half. Hit a couple of threes in the fourth quarter, ended up with 8 points on the night for Oliver Fritschke. Three of the starters scored for Miller. Trayton Nansen knocked down three. He went 1-2 from the line. The rest of the game was Isaac Hunter and Alex Shoemaker. Hunter had a relatively quiet first half and really got going in the second half. He had four at the break, had 15 in the second half to make it to 19 in the game. He knocked down a three and had some nice plays inside. For the Miller Rustlers, Alex Shoemaker, your leading scorer for Miller, 21 points on the night. Alex hit six threes in this ball game, went 1-5 from the free throw line. Shoemaker with 21, Isaac Hunter 19, Trayton Nansen 3, Oliver Fritschke 8. And that's all the scoring for the Rustlers tonight. They score 7 in the first, 12 in the second, 10 in the third, 22 in the fourth. 51 in the game, and they go 2-7 from the free throw line, again led by Alex Shoemaker with 21, Isaac Hunter with 19. For Woolsey Wessington off the bench, they end up with 24 of their points because Moshe Richmond did not start this game. He played only the second half, and he scored 17 points in two quarters. He went 3-6 from the free throw line. Peyton Rainford knocked down a three. He had three off the bench, and Hartley Roberts knocked down a three and a free throw. Hardly chipped in four off the bench. He was 1-2 from the line. Moshe Richmond was 3 out of 6. Three of the five starters scored in the ball game as well. Colin Hughes had 5, a 3, and a 2. Caleb Richmond knocked out a pair of threes and went 4 of 6 from the line for 10 points. But what a night for Tate French. French had 5 in the first, 11 in the second, 3 in the third, and 13 in the fourth to get to 32 points. He went 6 of 10 from the free throw line. He knocked down four threes in the effort, and Tate French, a career night with 32 points. And more importantly for the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds, they pick up their fifth win of the season. Woolsey Wessington scored 9 in the first, 17 in the second, 15 in the third, and 30 points in the fourth. 71 in the game, went 14 of 26 from the free throw line. And again, get their fifth win of the year with a 71-21 victory, 71-51 victory over the Miller Rustlers. Well, we do have some people to thank here tonight. We would like to thank Josh McGilvery and Hayden Hooks, head coach for the Woolsey Wessington girls and boys, respectively. Also for the Miller Rustlers, Eric Norden, the girls coach, Steve Shoemaker, the boys coach. We'd like to thank the AD and the Miller School District for a spot to sit here tonight. We'd like to, of course, thank you, the listener, for tuning in this evening. And, of course, we'll thank our sponsors in the post-game billboard. We want to thank Lunchbox back at the studio. Great job tonight. Special thanks, as far as sponsors go, to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They bring us the reading of the officials. Gary Zell Auto Glass brings us our post-game report. And the Mirror Family Hair Care gets us any in-game scoreboard updates. Well, the final scores here tonight, lopsided affairs, and one goes to the home team and one the visitors. The final in the girls' game, Miller defeats Woolsey Wessington 54-21. Final in the boys' game, Woolsey Wessington gets one back 71-51. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Area sponsors include Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Verge Manufacturing in Wessington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, brings us reading of the officials. Gary Zalato Glass, our post-game report, and the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our scoreboard updates. Miller sponsors Coleman Biersbach and Anderson CPA and Miller Pump and Pack. Also backing up Miller, American Family Insurance of Miller and Huron. And backing up Woolsey Wessington is American Family Insurance of Miller and Huron. Also backing up the Warbirds, Onward Woolsey Business Association. Again, your finals here tonight. The Woolsey Wessington boys win by 20, 71-51. The Miller girls win by even more, 54-21. I'm back Thursday night for a double dip, Woolsey Wessington at James Valley Christian. Tune in tomorrow morning. Jeff Duffy will have all the scores, have all the highlights, and, of course, we'll have DK Osier with him on that there morning mess here on KOKK. And in case you're wondering, I'll be here tomorrow as well on KOKK from 1 to 4. For Lunchbox back at the studio, for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.